This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com, just so everybody knows this is real, it's not Memorex. And joining me once again on Mondays, as we normally do, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It is great to hear you again. You sound good.
That's a miracle.
That's a miracle. How so?
I had after I did the Tuesday last week was my last live show. I got sick. I mean, just like overnight, I got sick. I ran a fever for the rest of the week. I mean, literally the rest of the week till Sunday morning.
I'm glad you're back with me now. Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, what's on your mind today?
The world kept turning. Now, oftentimes the media borrows our watch to tell us what time it is. So the things that you and I, gosh, we've been into a gun store, we've been into Walmart, we've been into our local sporting goods store. Yeah, gun buys month to month, year to year, up 95%.
Yeah.
Ammo sales increased by 139%, so more than doubled. Interesting quote, which I hadn't seen other places. Sales to black Americans jumped 58%, so sure, almost two-thirds.
Yeah.
The latter to me is great. All that's great news for me, particularly the latter.
Okay.
Now, there was another article that came out, and let's put two and two together. This was a bunch of sociology studies. I wonder if it wasn't funded by Bloomberg. I didn't dig deep enough to find out. But it said that we don't all view guns in the same way. We already knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Some of us are there.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't take a PhD to tell us that. Self-defense is one purpose, recreation for others. And for others, it's a political position. The Second Amendment-focused gun culture, the political gun culture, is most common in liberal states where much of the population ends in an urban setting, can often be Hispanic, and states with very restrictive firearms laws.
Okay.
When you take our guns away, we notice. Okay,
sure.
I'm going to go one step more. When we look at a survey of new gun owners, these are that, what was it, 40% of these gun sales in the last few months, let's just call it this year, have gone to new gun owners, and then they focused on the 18 key battleground states. They found out that the number one reason for firearms ownership is protection, and that those new gun owners are opposed to any more firearms restrictions. They said, we've had enough gun control. Thank you very much. That was a survey released by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
That's interesting. Only, but it also, it makes me wonder if this is just for the new gun. Are these new gun owners? Or are we saying these are sort of left leaning gun owners?
Those are the new gun owners in those battleground states. So of all gun owners, you know, I'm thinking what new gun owners in Texas think isn't a big deal. Maybe not in California either, but in the battleground states, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Right.
Right. They said self-defense by almost a third. Now, that's out of some seven different categories. Only 2%, for example, said they were interested in collecting or target shooting.
Yeah, I would see where. I mean, I'm not a collector. I am not a collector. Right. If I have a gun I'm not using, it's probably going to get gone.
Yes. You know, and before we go into the news too deeply, I want to come back to this later with you. I've been thinking of selling some of my guns that I'm not using. I've got, you know, essentially duplicates.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, if there are people who are having trouble getting a gun, you know, I've got some duplicate 22s. Maybe that would be where someone would want to start. Is this a good time to sell for people to get? I've also heard people say you never sell a gun. You well, obviously have.
Today, James Yeager got on Instagram, and he said that, you know, everybody's talking about an ammunition shortage, but those of you that listen to me that bought it cheap and then stacked it deep, he looks around, then looks at the camera and says, you need to figure out how much you need and sell the rest and sell it at the premium.
I've heard some of these new gun owners express their frustration to me. They go, I got a gun, but I could barely get any ammo for it. How do we train? And I'm going, okay, let's go train on my 22 because, you know, it's cheap. I've got some, and I've got some 9 and 45 that we can get you through with. I understand their problem. Yeah. You know gun owners, gun manufacturers are just going hammer and tongs as fast as they can. And I've heard you online mention Ace Firearms is also producing self-defense ammo. So,
well, they're not producing it. They're buying it. I mean, they have a supplier. They're a law enforcement supplier, although they've been hit. As soon as I put that out, they started getting popped. But, I mean, like in the gun industry, Nighthawk Customs, where the entry-level gun is $3,400, their business is up over 120%.
Huh. Wow.
So, I mean, it's across the board, whether it's the base. Today I went into a gun shop. I'm on the quest right now. I'm trying to figure out what is the best double-stack 45 ACP.
Okay.
So I went into a place that had Steve Fisher recommended the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0.
Okay.
45 ACP, which was good because there were no Glock 21s to be had anywhere. I went into Palmetto State Armory, which is like a gun shop superstore, and normally they have four cases of Glocks with four shelves in each case, full of Glocks. And this time they had four Glocks.
Wow.
Four. And but they did have this gun. But I mean, finding guns is hard. Their ammo is completely depleted. I can see, picking out one or two or three people and saying, hey, okay, I've got a couple of guns to sell here. I can't replace it if something goes wrong. So, you know, there's not going to be any good buddy discount here, but I will make it available to you. And I do have some ammo to go with it, too. You know, I could see doing that.
Well, we want new gun owners. If it took me to sell some of my firearms to get them, it would be worth it.
Yeah. Coming up on the first break, of course, you can find Rob's stuff at Slofax WordPress blog, slofax.wordpress blog. There he writes all of his stuff. It starts there, then it goes to ClashDaily.com, then it goes to Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, over the weekend when you were getting better, I was reading the news and I was shocked. The mainstream media told us that peaceful socialist mobs in Seattle were peacefully setting fires in businesses, peacefully beating people, and peacefully shooting others. And well, I was just shocked that bringing peace and love involved a lot more homicide than I'd expected.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, let's put some numbers to it. Homicides were up 42% in Seattle.
Huh.
That's as the city
Summer of love.
Council. Wow. Does that come with body armor?
I don't know. Did you see what happened in Austin, Texas?
Yes, I did. I did. A protester was waving an AR around. A car, I think, got trapped by the crowd, wanted to get through it.
Yeah, he had an AK.
Oh, I'm sorry. Absolutely right. And the guy shoots at the car, misses. The guy in the car goes, I can't tell whether you missed on purpose or whether you're a bad shot. And he shot the attacker with the AK. Now everybody scrambles. Now the guy gets out. He pulls over, says, I did it. That was self-defense. And everybody's going, yeah, looked like it. The protester had earlier been recorded saying, we get to have guns. The people who oppose us are a word I won't mention on a radio program.
Thank you.
And they won't arrest us. Well, he was right. They won't arrest you. But if you discharge a firearm in public, normal people view that as a really serious threat, and they will shoot back.
This is the difference between what's going on in Seattle and this right. happening anywhere else. I mean, and this guy...
Portland.
Portland and Seattle are sort of like in there. My old sergeant from the military lives in Tacoma, right? And I'm like, so what's it like for you in Washington State? He said, hey, man, that's only happening in Seattle. The rest of the state is just calm.
Right.
So it's only in that metropolitan area where that's happening. And Portland, I suspect, is the same way. But, you know, this guy, this was such a... The difference also is that they've actually turned the guy in Austin into a meme.
Yes.
They've got a picture of him with his mask on, which he's wearing a gator, which it has no medical value. But it does cover your identity. And besides, it says, for sale, AK-47, excellent condition, fired only 5 times, dropped once.
The other meme I saw gave his name and said, personal pronouns, was and were.
That's just wrong for me to find so much merriment in that. In the event that one of these guys gets out there and goes, well, you know, I'm going to practice my Second Amendment. If somebody tries to do something that I think's out of hand, well, I'll just apply a Second Amendment remedy. So when somebody pops out of the car and perforates him, yeah.
Well,
the funny thing is that everybody that was watching that and saw the video of that, they didn't understand the comments. They were like, what do you mean he was getting lit up? What do you mean he was getting hit? What do you mean? And I'm like, oh, dear God.
Well, this crowd has a reputation for taking people out of their cars and beating them. So there's an expectation of violence if you jump out in the street and stop my car. That's why a lot of these protesters are now getting run over. But we were just trying to stop traffic on the highway. But people who did that then beat people who stopped. So that's viewed as a pretty significant threat. And in Seattle, you know, the city council is working to close the jail, defund the police, hire a personal security detail. By the way, doesn't that sound elitist to you, too?
Hey.
So It's not a, they don't prosecute drug crimes. Drug sales go through the roof. No wonder homicide goes up. Wow. It doesn't really have anything to do with gun culture. It has to do with horrible, horrible governance.
Well, I mean, this is not nothing new. Where is it? In California, what is it? They can shoplift up to $950, I think it is, and they can't be arrested.
Right.
That's
right.
Legal. I mean,
right.
Think about that, Rob. We could go there and just not, we, you know, just shoplift for a living.
Right. Except if we flew in, Bill, it's really, really hard to get a rental car. Now, not all of California. I'm talking about San Francisco in particular. Because for a while, San Francisco police were not prosecuting auto theft. So people go to the rent a car, it gets stolen, they're on the hook for it, and they go, you guys won't, I can't afford to visit your city. That's right, you can't.
Well,
now,
I saw some of the protesters when this started, I think in Seattle or maybe Portland or maybe Minneapolis, I don't know where it was, but when some of the protesters showed up and some people that were armed were guarding these businesses, the protesters were screaming at them, going, don't you have insurance? Why are you here guarding this? And
right.
I think we exist in this climate now where everybody thinks that there's nothing that insurance can't fix or something like that. I don't know what it is.
You and I have known people who run their own small shops. I think we even talked about a case in Austin where a jewelry store owner saw a local mall get attacked and went, no, I can't afford that. It's my life. It's my family's life. I'm trying to pass it on to my kids. And he got a bunch of his friends who were armed, and they stood in the store and out front, and the riot went by, chanted, yelled, but kept going and didn't throw anything through the store's windows.
That's good.
That's victory.
That's victory. Then that means that they value their life to a certain degree. I like that.
Well,
that's how it's supposed to work.
Given how broken it is, that's how it's supposed to work, I guess.
So, coming up on the next break, and Rob also does podcasts. Not podcasts. He does podcasts. And one of them, of course, is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. And he does his part on there, but he also does the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is a forensic breakdown of something that actually happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order aimed at prioritizing American workers.
Today I'm signing an executive order to ensure that the federal government lives by a very simple rule, hire American. We've been doing it at a level that hasn't been done, maybe ever. I'll also be taking firm disciplinary action against the leadership of the Tennessee Valley Authority which has sadly and cruelly betrayed American workers.
The order targets job outsourcing within federal agencies that replace American jobs with inexpensive foreign labor. Top leaders from both sides of the aisle are meeting to discuss a new stimulus plan. Enhanced unemployment benefits did expire on Friday for millions of Americans as Democrats rejected a Republican plan, a short-term plan, to keep those intact. This is USA Radio News. Politicians who attended the funeral of Congressman John Lewis in Georgia won't have to worry about Washington, D.C.'s strict new quarantine rules as they return to the city because they're deemed too essential to lock down. A who's who of Democratic politicians attended Thursday's funeral in Atlanta. Despite a state ban on gatherings of more than 50 people, some 50 members of Congress attended, including Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senator Kamala Harris. Georgia is among 27 states that Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser deemed to be coronavirus hotspots and therefore subject to her July 24th order requiring anyone traveling from a high-risk area to self-quarantine for 14 days when they arrive in the nation's capital. President Trump says he's open to a deal in which Microsoft buys the video sharing app TikTok, but he says the government should receive a payment just for clearing the purchase. This is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I just didn't unmute it after all that time. I'm in here just doing the rejoinder. I mean, I was like, hey, this music should be going down to any old time, and I wasn't sending any audio. So,
skillful recovery.
Oh, thanks. I have to be well versed in those because I have to do that so often.
Hey, by the way, when are you going to start putting your lovely features out on, are you going to live stream?
I have been live streaming. The thing we're trying to resolve right now is the audio from Genesis getting to me.
So,
because right now when I live stream, everybody that's watching me live stream is just going,
Did air during the break?
Well, I mean, they don't hear the break. They don't hear the music. They don't hear anything. It just looks like I'm dancing to something in my head.
Right.
So.
You knew that I was a refugee from California.
Yes, sir.
What you might not know is that I'm, before that, in my checkered career, I'm also a refugee from Illinois. And that's a great place for a gun owner to be from.
Yeah.
Illinois state law says that police have to process applications for firearms owners' ID cards. They get 30 days by law to do so. And then the state recently, again, using any excuse, this is, after all, Chicago politics writ large, oh, we don't have the money to do that. We're going to have to raise fees on gun owners, and until we get that money, they'll just have to wait. Yeah, but what they didn't tell you is the state stole $13 million from the fund earmarked from gun owners. Gosh, it's horribly expensive, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get your FOID cards and your concealed carry permits. So the Second Amendment Foundation said, that's ridiculous. You're used every excuse. Now watch. Oh, my FOID card is out of date. I need to renew my application. I'm 60 days out. You won't accept them if I turn the application in too early. And yet, I have no idea when my renewal will be processed. SAF sued the Illinois State Police for breaking the law.
Got an open mic in the studio, guys.
That law, you need a firearms owner ID card to walk into a gun shop, buy ammunition, pick up a gun that you'd like to just, can I just rent this? I'm not going to buy it. I just want to go shoot in your range. You need a FOID card.
Got an open mic in the studio, guys. That's great. Drink water, but mute the mic. There you go.
Have we achieved a closed mic?
I guess. So many cables.
This was supposed to be simple. They said being on that radio was simple.
Nothing.
Look, getting these licenses are really a matter of life and death. We've seen it firsthand when a domestic violence victim wants to get a firearm. I'm sorry, come back in 3 months. I understand. You've got a restraining order. You have every reason. We agree. And in 3 months, we might let you touch a firearm. Then you can apply for the purchase process. We'll approve it. Then you can take and show us the gun. Then you can take the gun home if you're still alive.
You know, have you been following Nikki Gozer, what she's going through?
Yes.
Now, I think the Tennessee authorities are setting up this pilgrim that killed her husband. I think they're setting him up for her to kill him. Because I cannot understand why they allow this guy to operate the way he's operating. And he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in jail. He's still
a lawyer. Love letters.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, he's still, you know, they're not saying, well, listen, obviously you haven't learned your lesson. There's no remorse. No, you're not contrite at all. So we're just going to add a few more decades to your stuff. And she's running around petrified.
I would be. I've got having a crazy man, a murdering crazy man who still views me as a target, knowing he's going to get out of jail. I know very few. All right. Some of the people on your show, Dave, for example, I don't think that would faze him. He's seen the elephant enough. Me, it would scare me to death.
Well, I mean, she's trained with Jaeger. And when I was telling her that she, you know, she's looking for some legal solution to this, and which I think is a mistake, I said, you need to become a very dangerous target. Which, she carries a gun. She's trained with a gun. She can continue to train with a gun. She's got X amount of time. I think he doesn't get out till 28, which is when that clock is ticking. That doesn't seem like very far down the road. She's a relatively young lady, so.
Right.
But I mean, the lack of response in this. This is basically some guy banging on his bars in his jail cell, going, "I can't wait till I get out. You're going to die. I'm going to be coming for you," and you know. All this other stuff, and they're not listening.
No, they're not.
They're probably giving bus money.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I know what I get to have nightmares about tonight.
Hell.
Can you imagine if that's someone you love, if that's a relative, a family member, even a friend? And what do we tell Nikki Gozer? Here, we have a guest house come live in Arizona for years, and you have to go in hiding till this nut does something and we can rearrest him?
I think that if I was Nikki Gozer, and it's hard for me to put myself in her place because she's a small, diminutive little girl, and I mean that in the nicest sense, and I'm quite the burly one. I would get good and angry. I would let everybody in the government of Tennessee know, I want you guys to solve this problem. If you don't, and he presents himself here, rest assured, I am going to. And I would go ahead and I'd find me a lawyer that I know, which she got to have access to some of these guys.
Right.
You know, she works in the industry. So, and I just let the guy know, I don't know when, but I'm going to be calling you one day because I'm going to have killed somebody who broke into my house. And I'd get out there and then I'd start doing the media rounds going, sometime in the future, I'm going to have to kill the murderer of my husband because Tennessee doesn't care.
Right.
And I'd let them deal with that instead. I mean, instead of doing it, I'm sort of a rabble rouser when it comes to certain things.
Well, I guess the proper word is maniac, someone who has a maniacal obsession.
However you want to label it. Yeah. Psychotic,
right.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'll go for that, too. Yeah. All those labels fit.
But Nikki needs to just look at him as a silhouette.
Right.
And, I mean, she's got the tools to do it, I think. I don't know. But we're coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break. So, anyway, to find both of his, both of Rob's things, of course, the podcast, you can find the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify probably. Did you get on Spotify?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Spotify, that's the new podcast platform. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, as we do.
Bill, you've heard that phrase from Nancy Pelosi before. You'll have to pass it to find out what's inside. They did, and we did. Congress put a red flag law in the Defense Authorization Act. This law would let any members of the military, any of those covered by the Uniform Code of Military Conduct, be red flagged. And you know what that means for our listeners who don't. It means a relative can drop the dime on you, make an accusation. There are no standards of evidence. You don't face your accuser. Law enforcement is informed and your firearms are confiscated based on a phone call.
Yeah, the devil on that one is in the details, because I don't know how they're going to make that work. A military commander can already do that. Your company right. commander can take literally everything you got, and you just live in the barracks like your Gomer Pyle. I mean, if you're married and got a family and everything, that's fine, as long as you conduct yourself responsibly and professionally. That is a benefit that you can have, plus it frees up space in the barracks. However, I have served with guys that went so afoul of the regulations and the rules in the UCMJ that they sent their families home, they took everything they had and packed it into storage, and they were confined to the barracks, except when they were working. And then when they were not working, they were confined to the barracks. So they were, in effect, put under house arrest.
House arrest, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the military doesn't really need that in order to do that. And now what I think they're trying to do is I think they're trying to put something in place. So, you know, they did this already with when they created if you got out there and you couldn't spend your money responsibly, then you came down on the NICS as a prohibited person if you spent your – if you were in the VA disabilities, if you were covered in that.
Right.
And they made that list. And they're trying to make another list here. The problem is, I just don't know how they're going to do it because they can't, you know, I think there's supposed to be some secret court or something, and you can't, that proposing it is one thing. Actually doing it is going to be that's going to be a heavy lift. To get it through the DOD and to get it past the Joint Chiefs and everything, because they already have that authority. They don't need more authority. They know that.
My concern is that it lowers the bar. Now, I understand that a commander has ultimate authority and responsibility.
Sure.
My concern is that this law would lower the bar and require the commander to act on any accusation, which currently he acts on his judgment.
Well, the other thing that has to happen is one of the things, a couple of things that the military is very, very sensitive to, or they were, I don't know if they are now, is two things, cohesiveness and esprit de corps.
Yep.
So in order for, you know, you've got a military commander that's running a company that's full of platoons, and at any given moment, those platoons have got to be ready to go somewhere nobody wants to go do something nobody wants to do to some people nobody wants to meet, and go somewhere that nobody can fathom actually having to go there. Exactly. And exist in conditions that nobody, if they get out there and do that, this will be like the Ferguson effect is with the police departments now.
That's my fear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they want to end, you know. That's why I don't think the Joint Chiefs would go for it. No, I just don't. Because everybody's voluntary right now. Everything is voluntary. It's all volunteer force. Even when I joined in 1984, I joined with people that were told by a judge, you can go to jail or you can join the Army. And they don't even do that anymore, I don't think.
No, they don't.
And so it's an all-volunteer force. And if you start doing things like this, like convening secret courts and start locking up their, you know, your buddies. I mean, I still keep in contact with the ones that I have phone numbers for. I still talk to guys that I served with 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Right.
So,
Now, yeah, I do have one correction, Bill. And let's argue this out.
Sure.
Fiduciary payee, if one excuse for that in the military was, I'm so befuddled and addled I can't manage my money. Maybe I'm such a drunk. Okay, that's the excuse. Or it could be, what if I have chemo brain? What if I know that I'm traveling? And rather than have my bills chase me around the world, I just want you to be my payee. You're my buddy. You're in the apartment next door. Grab my mail. Take care of the regular bills. When I get back, merely the fact that I ask someone else to pay my bills
would put you in an ICS.
Yeah, boom, now I get my gun rights tonight. There's no, it's implied incompetence, not a demonstration of a lack of competence. You might be the apex of financial responsibility if you know you're going to be traveling or you're going in for a very serious medical procedure.
Well, it's a silly supposition, though. I mean, there's kids today that have graduated from college and cannot balance a checkbook.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that you're old and everything, and it was just, to be honest with you, most of those guys that didn't, you know, that were coming off on an ICS, they were never going to go try to buy a gun anyway.
Right.
They're past that. I mean, they're past that point in their life. So, I think this is just an attempt for them to create a list, but I think the big problem, the big push they're going to have to make is they're going to have to, that has to be incorporated into the UCMJ. And the UCMJ is like, you know, it's one of those things that they walk around and they pound tables with it and everything else. This is where, you know, it's like the Bible to Christians. In the military, the UCMJ is the thing. That's the thing that we all live by. It's the thing we all had to go by. It's what we, this was the penalties for us not being professional.
I hadn't considered the point that you brought up. I think you're spot on. The military is a culture of responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think they want to undermine that.
Any 18-year-old kid that has not given into the YouTube culture and the TikTok culture and everything else throws his hand up and goes and puts up just with basic training. Just takes basic training. That's going to be a more responsible 18-year-old than your common 18-year-old. Period. Then if he goes through AIT and gets on permanent party, well, now you got yourself a soldier. That's there's young men and there's soldiers.
Yes, there are.
And a soldier is somebody that, you know, quite a formidable adversary.
And in many dimensions.
Yeah.
I think the dimension of politics as well. If you offend them, they will not back down, nor should they. One thing, there is this persistent perception that's wrong. There are more college graduates in the military than in the United States civilian population at large. It's not an 18-year-old that can't find a home. It's an 18-year-old that wants to make a difference.
Yeah.
The average age on our fighting ships is 24.
Yeah. It's definitely a young man's game because, I mean, I still think like I did, but if somebody pointed me in the direction of an obstacle course, I'd just start crying. I'd be swinging my old man's cane going, no, I'm not going to. Anyway, we're running out of time here. Yeah, I'm watching that because it is it's worrying, and at the same time, it's just it's a logistical nightmare for them to try to implement that one.
I pray you're right.
I appreciate you joining us. Well, Dan is off tonight. Dan got pulled into something else for some reason. Oh. Let me know earlier today. But thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.